Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP here for the lunchtime matinee edition of Knicks Fan TV Live, presented by Manscaped, number one show for the fans by the fans. Hit that subscribe button to catch up on Knicks news, Knicks rumors, and of course, post-game live streams after every game. Hit that subscribe button and the notification bell. All right, the day after a, what some may call a lackluster, some may call exciting, some may call a meh free agency, Taj Gibson is back. Taj Gibson has signed a $2.7 million deal to return to the Knicks. That is the vet minimum deal. And that news was actually broken on Knicks Fan TV last night. I went live on Instagram last night talking and just recapping free agency and Taj's brother, a friend of the show. Shout out RJ Gibson. Taj's brother dropped in the chat and let me know that Taj was coming back. So I knew about this last night, and today they make it official. $2.7 million. That is the vet minimum deal, so it does not count against their salary cap numbers. And look, what do I think about this deal? Same thing I thought about this deal last year. Taj is supposed to come in here and be a emergency big to come in and give us some spot minutes in injury situations, things of that nature. He ended up having a much bigger role last year when Mitch went down and Noel had been hampered. But again, I think most importantly, he serves as a veteran presence, a locker room presence. And what the Knicks seem like, what the Knicks are going for with running it back with these guys is they want continuity, they want stability, they want to build a culture, something that the young guys can learn from and rally around. And I like this move for that reason. It's just like I like the Rose move for that reason. Now, you still want to make sure that the young guys are playing. You want to make sure Obi's getting his burn in the front court. You want to make sure Grimes and IQ McBride are getting their significant minutes in the back court and on the perimeter. But no doubt about it, we talked about the need to have quality veterans on your roster to help move the team forward, to help win games, and also to help, you know, get the young guys molded and shape them up in the vision of the coach. And so I thought this was a no-brainer move for the Knicks. I like the move. It's a veteran minimum move. It does not impact the salary cap, and so we're good there. So welcome back, Taj Gibson. And I spoke to another member of his team, and look, Taj is from New York, from Brooklyn. He's got the Taj Gibson Foundation here. He's 36 years old. Clearly, he wants to retire as a Knick, finish out his career here in New York, and he's just a New Yorker through and through, man. So this is where he wants to be. His coach is here, his teammates are here, he has chemistry with this team. So again, no brainer move, and I co-sign the move. Where does this put us with the salary cap? So shout out Tommy Beer, Forbes magazine. Basically, what the Knicks are doing is they're structuring Derrick Rose's contract using his early bird rights. So based on the way that they're structuring Derrick Rose's deal, it's going to free up about $8.5 million in cap space that they can spend. They'll also have what's called a room exception to spend, which is another $4.9 million in cap space. These cannot be combined. They would have to be they would have to use these in separate deals. So, no, you can't combine this to get $13 million. A way that they can get additional cap space is we don't know where they're going to go with Vildoza. I mean, you would think that they want to see him with the main club through summer league and training camp and get a good look at him and see how he fares at the NBA level. But Vildoza's deal is worth about $3.3 million. If, for some reason, they wanted to cut him and create extra cap space, they could free up about almost $12 million in cap space if they wanted to do that. So something to keep an eye on. I'm not so sure how they feel about him or whether he will be waived, but just something to keep an eye out on. Now, what's next? You know, last night, Mark Stein of the New York Times had reported that Carmelo is choosing between the Lakers and the Knicks as his next free agent destination. So could Carmelo be on the way back to the orange and blue? I know some of you guys love it and some of you guys hate it. You know, for Carmelo, one of the more polarizing figures in Knick history, no doubt about it. Me personally, I would love to see him go to the Lakers and get a ring. I don't want him, you know, coming in here and creating a logjam at the forward position. We got to see what Obi can bring at the backup four, and that's where I would look at Melo being in that position. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there. Hopefully he goes to the Lakers. But yeah, Mark Stein in the New York Times reporting that Carmelo is choosing between the Lakers and the Knicks. So could this cap space be saved for Carmelo? It's left to be seen. You also have other free agents out there. I know you got a lot of you guys like Malik Monk. You know, could this cap space be used in bringing Malik Monk in here? Some of you guys still want us to go out there and get a starting caliber point guard. I'm not sure what options we have left out there. You know, I don't think Reggie Jackson has signed his deal with the Clippers, but I'm pretty sure he's going to go back there anyway. So I'm not sure who that point guard is that we'd be able to sign with the remaining cap space, and would he be a better option than Rose? But certainly the point guard position is a concern, just in the strength that, you know, and I know the Rose Hive is, they're heavy with, you know, Rose was our best player last year and playoffs and so on and so forth. And yes, I agree with that, but I think the Rose Hive looks at Rose with kind of a jaded lens in that his endurance has to be questioned. And it was a big question last year. I watched every single game, and as much as I valued what he brought to this team, I questioned his endurance, his durability. I watched him in that Hawks playoff series. As I keep saying, after game four, he was completely done. And, you know, that has to be questioned. Can he, will his minutes load be over an 82-game season? And can he endure? I think it's a valid question to ask. So for the Rose Hive, you know, you gotta relax a little bit. The Rose Hive always thinks people are hating on Derrick Rose. No, that's not the case. We are wondering, can he handle that load for 82 minutes being a reliable starter for us? And if not, do we have an adequate situation on the bench, or do we need to go out and get something? So I think that's a fair question to ask. Okay, let's take a look at the depth chart. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. No calls. This is just going to be a quick session. I got a busy day today. Last night was a great night. We had over 4,000 people watching live basically the whole damn night. So shout out to Alex Rotaros and shout out to my guy JD. We had a great show and they did a great job. Looking at the depth chart right now, as you'll see, with the Taj acquisition, it puts us at about 14 players. Now, you're going to see 15 here, but keep in mind that Rokas Jakubaitis is going back to Barcelona after Summer League, so he's not going to be on the roster. Jericho Sims, you have to figure that Jericho Sims is going to be on a two-way contract, most likely start the season on the G League with Mitchell Robinson, Nerlens, and Taj being on the main roster. So forget about Jericho Sims. He's probably going to be G League. So you're looking at about 14 active roster spots with Taj Gibson now being signed, and typically, it's 15 on the main roster, and then you have your two-ways. So, will Theo Pinson be brought back on a two-way? We'll see. But right now, I think you can slot Jericho Sims for a two-way, and that would leave us at 14. That would leave us at 14. So, where will they go with that remaining roster spot, potential remaining roster spot?
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
And cap space is left to be seen, man. What do you guys think in the chat? Throw some guys in the chat. Let us know how you feel and who your choices would be for those slots. So, yeah, it's left to be seen. But, you know, still some days left in free agency. Just saw Andre Drummond went to the Sixers today. Andre Drummond just signed a deal with the Sixers. Still have DeRozan out there. Where's the DeMar DeRozan going to land? Not so sure. You know, is this enough money to get him in here? That would be cool, but I don't see him taking that. But let's see what happens. Somebody in the chat, Peter Mason, says you got to like the continuity. Listen, you know, fans of this show who've heard me talk about it know that I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of continuity, of stability, and continued growth year after year. And other fans, I think, have a right to be skeptical. You know, other fans might look at it and say, you know, look, this was the same team that got washed last year by the Hawks. They're an older team. They're an aging team. You know, what's the plan? And I think that's a valid question in terms of what's the plan, because we figured that they were going to keep the cap flexible for next year's free agency or beyond. And it seems like at this point, with them signing all these three-year deals, that it takes them out of the running for next year. Now, when you look at the top half of free agents for next year, you look at Steph Curry, figure he's going to stay at the Warriors. Washington Wizards, I mean, you know, a lot of people think Beal is going to stay with the Wizards now that he angled for Dinwiddie in Washington. So it seems like Beal may end up staying in Washington and trying to be the guy there. Not to say that Dinwiddie's going to go in there and save him, but it seems like Beal's going to play the loyal route. And then you have Zach LaVine. Well, what will Zach LaVine do? We'll see. But at this route, the Knicks, I believe they're going for stability. They're going for continuity. They're going for player development. And then trade. Trade is going to be, right now, to me, the most likely path for significant upgrades with this team. And so what they've done, they've signed guys to flexible deals, hopefully cheap deals as the market improves over the next few years and the salary caps increase. And then, you take what you have right now. You take some of your draft capital that you have. They have 6 first-round picks, 9 second-round picks in the next 4 years in the war chest. And you see what you can do. So it's a gamble either way. They're taking a risk. Hopefully, you got to hope over these next few years that RJ takes another leap. Can he reach near all-star levels? He got his points per game up to 17 points per game, 40% shooting from three, 75% from the free throw line. Does he have another uptick in his game? You know, can he continue to improve off the dribble? Can he continue to improve pull-up jump shots? We saw a little bit glimpse of that in the Olympics. We know that from his trainer, Drew Hanlon, that's what he's working on. Will IQ take another step? Will IQ establish himself as a bona fide backup point guard? We'll see. What will McBride and Grimes' roles be? Will they be buried behind Fournier and Burks? You know, you got to hope that's not the case. We got to figure out how we get these guys involved, because the development of our young players is going to be very important to the overall growth, success, and trade potential that this team has down the line. Because that's what you're looking at. Now they're saying DeMar DeRozan to the Bulls, according to Mark Stein. All right, so the Bulls now are putting the ball in Zach LaVine's court, and they're basically saying, look, you know, we're bringing in Lonzo, we're bringing in Caruso, and hey, we're gonna try to keep you. So clearly the DeRozan move is a signal to Zach LaVine that we're trying to upgrade this team and keep you here. So Zach LaVine could be another potential domino off the 2022 board. And yeah, the Bulls are getting better. I said that last night. I even liked the Lonzo and Caruso acquisitions for their impact on their team defense. So I think the Bulls, you know, I think the Bulls will make a little noise at the bottom half of the East for sure. So that's another team that the Knicks are going to have to contend with. See Remington in the chat, what's going on? If you guys are new in the chat, hit that thumbs up for you boys and leave me a hashtag new. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Let me know what you guys are thinking. But yeah, this is that's pretty much it, man. Taj is back. We have about $8 million in cap space left to play with. 4.9 in the room exception. What will they do there? Will they move Kevin Knox? That's another question that I have. Will Kev get moved in this process? He elected to go to Summer League. He elected to go to Vegas for Summer League. He felt like he's trying to, you know, take some ownership of his career as it's in the balance right now, at least with this team. So will Kev get moved in a potential deal to bring another piece here? We'll see what happens. But as of right now, this is how the roster is looking, man. This is how the roster is looking. The Knicks are clearly running it back. We saw Bullock take a three-year, $30 million deal with Dallas. And here's his replacement, Evan Fournier. And once again, with Fournier, offensively, he's just going to bring a lot more dynamics to this offense than what Bullock ever could. And that, you like that. You like what he's going to bring to this team. Another reliable three-point shooter, but a guy that can create for himself and a guy that can create for others. And we needed that. We needed that last season, for sure. Isaiah says, let's talk about Schroeder. Is Schroeder a possibility? Could still be. Could still be. We'll have to wait and see what happens, see what Schroeder's market is looking like. I got to think that with New Orleans basically being left out of the Lowry and Dinwiddie pursuits, with all the cap space they have, if they're interested in Schroeder, you can certainly get a lot more money than what the Knicks are offering. So I would take a look at New Orleans as a potential destination for Dennis Schroeder, because they got to figure out a way to make Zion happy, or he's getting up out of there ASAP, which he should. Shout out Nick Apostolakos checking in team hashtag new. He must be Greek. Shout out to Nick. Throw your cities in the chat as well, man. Throw your countries in the chat wherever you guys are checking in from. Shout out to all my international crew. And yeah, shout out to you guys, man. Yeah, I think right now New Orleans looks like a good destination for Schroeder, because they freed up all that cap space to get Bledsoe out of there. They were hot after Lowry. He went to the Heat, and then there was rumors that they were going to be in on Dinwiddie, and Dinwiddie's not going there. So Dinwiddie looks like he'll be going to the Wizards to join Bradley Beal. So let's see what happens there. Shout out to, a super chat did come in. Shout out to, who's that that sent a super chat? Let me scroll up and see. Ayo, pal, my West Coast homie. He says, when is Joakim Noah off the books officially? It's either this year or next year. I got to check that out. It's either this year or next year. I'll definitely check that out. So that's the story there, people. So yeah, man, just to recap, Taj is back. No news there. Taj is back. Welcome back, Taj. About $8 million in cap space left, $4.9 million in the room exception. Those deals cannot be combined, so they have to use them separately. We have about 14 players on the main roster, so they still have another move or two that they can make. Will Carmelo take that money to come here? Will he go to the Lakers? Those are the things that we're looking at right now, and we'll see what happens. Greg Film Stuff sent to Super Chat says, I don't know if you talked about this yet, but are the Knicks trying to get Brunson? I saw a post about it. I haven't seen anything about it or heard anything about it. I just think the way that the roster is right now, I don't think they would bring in a backup point guard. I think they would try to bring in a starting point, just my guess. I would think they would try to bring in someone that they have more confidence in than starting, but I don't see them going out and making a Brunson acquisition right now to further clutter, you know, the backcourt if he's just going to be coming off the bench. Patty Mills. Luxembourg, what's going on? Patrick Graff, what's going on? Yeah, I don't know. I would think that they would look, you know, for somebody that could give them some more legs as a starter. Would they go out and get Brunson? Who knows? You know, who knows? I doubt it, but never know. Anything is possible at this point. Anything is possible at this point. Hey, the way Patty Mills, I know you guys like how Patty Mills plays in the Olympics, man. He always shows out. So, you know, Patty Mills would certainly be a fan favorite. But, you know, I'd like to see what IQ can do in that Patty Mills role, right? I'd like to see what IQ can do in that Patty Mills role. Chris says, Ashley Moss to the Knicks, 5 years, 270. Patty Mills. I mean, would you think Tibbs would start Patty Mills over D Rose? I don't think so. I don't see it. I definitely don't see it. So either way, man, we'll be back as soon as news breaks. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Just want to come through for a quick stream. As you know, how we always do, man, this is Knicks Offseason Central coming to you. Every time there's news and rumors, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Remember, the show's presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and a promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Shout out my guy Big Surge in the chat. Big Surge, what's going on? How you guys feel about free agency, man? You know, we'll close the show. Give me a rating of free agency, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. How do you rate this free agency? Are you happy with it? Are you happy that the Knicks are running it back? I know a lot of fans aren't. To me, we just got to wait and see how these things unfold, man. Just got to wait and see. Certainly taking a gamble, but hey, you got to in this league, man. You have to in this league. So let's just see how it plays out. And yeah, minute anything comes across the waiver wire, I'll be back on. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys, people.